exactly, because with the card, you got a start bit, you got a stop bit, you got a beginning bit, an ending bit, you got a facility code bit, then you got the card number in there, and it's all in hex. And so you got to sit there and convert it out, and it is a pain in the derriere. And depending on the type of system you have and the type of card you have, it becomes there's a lot of typing you got to do, and you got to get into SQL and make changes there. And I have some systems out there that have proprietary cards, so the number that is printed on the card is just a printed number. There's also called an embedded number, which could be anywhere from 9 to 128 characters long. And it comes with a sheet of paper you can match to do. And those cards only work on a certain type of system because they're proprietary. So yeah, there's, then you got your ABE, that's different. You got three tracks on those. You know, so RFID 26-bit is the most common. Those are easy to duplicate, but then you get the higher ones up. You got, like I said, the Death Fire, the MyFair, the PIV cards. The PIV cards are the hardest to duplicate or reprint or whatever, or even encode. And there you have to, it's like a medical key. You have to have a license to do it.